Well, thanks for sharing that. Self-compassion can mean a lot of different things, and many, we've all had messages that we're not good enough, basically, and some very explicitly, some indirectly, but that's one aspect of self-compassion, is sort of dealing with our critic that we've internalized. And I'm saying we kind of broadly, it might not apply to everybody, but it seems like in the modern world it applies to a lot of us. We have the self-critic. The biggest sort of name in self-compassion is Kristen Neff, and I'll put resources on the website. And she identifies three, and she really focuses on the self-critical aspect of our suffering in her presentation of self-compassion. And she identifies three aspects of self-compassion, and we're really going to operate from her model in a sense in this course. The first aspect of, I'll give a real quick overview of what self-compassion is, a few more little nuts and bolts, and then I want us to do the long practice and then frame more discussion out of that, because to me, this is one of the pivotal practices that we're going to do in this course, and I want to like do the whole thing with you. The first aspect of self-compassion is mindfulness, and what she means by that is awareness of our suffering. And there are many types of suffering, obviously, and we don't really go into definitions of suffering and layers of suffering in this curriculum. We've identified sort of self-denigration, self-hatred, self-criticism is one aspect of our suffering. The second aspect of self-compassion is what she calls common humanity. And it's sort of a way of reappraising our relationship to our suffering. Because when we're, I'm trying to cover time, so I'm trying to condense a lot in a few minutes, but our habitual, when we're caught in our own suffering, it can feel very constricted. This is my suffering. It feels like we're not connected. This is my suffering. I'm sort of, Pema Chodron talks about we spin a cocoon. It's like we're wrapped up in it. The common humanity piece is recognizing, and it's very much something we have to come to again and again, that our suffering is a human condition.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, but hard to sort of feel. So it's like reappraising. It's in emotion theory, there's something called appraisal. We're always appraising like the world around us, basically, from an evolutionary perspective. And then if we appraise something as threatening, the emotions of either fear or anger get triggered. I lost my train of thought, but we've internalized some of these appraisal mechanisms, and we're appraising ourselves often in our own suffering. And the common humanity piece is like shifting that appraisal mechanism a bit, so that if I'm feeling my suffering, and Kristen Neff has this wonderful practice I'll put on the website if it's not in the handout, of in your daily life, when you start noticing that difficulty or suffering has emerged, like I've read an email, unfortunately, in the car right before coming in, about that just triggered lots of stuff from my boss. And so I just have to, this is a moment of suffering. I don't remember her exact phrases. You breathe in, this is a moment of suffering. Suffering is human or something like that. But I don't remember her exact phrase, but it's, this is a moment of suffering. It's human. And it just gives some spaciousness there.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then the third aspect after mindfulness and common humanity is kindness.
Yeah.
So we're learning, just like we feel compassion for others, we're learning to feel it for ourselves, to experience it for ourselves, and it's really an interesting practice, and I encourage you to work with it, and I encourage you to remember what I said earlier about effects. Don't expect a particular thing, because for many people,
there was a lady on a TV show this week, and she'd read a book, and the name of the book is I Am Enough.